And as promised, we do have Will Thiemann on the line. I'm glad we could connect this morning. There's your music, Will. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Caleb. Yeah, it's good to hear that music. It's good to hear something normal, sort of, kind of. But what a crazy time we live in now, and what a crazy day the last 48 hours have been in the wide world of MSU sports, Big Ten. And I guess you could put that on the whole national landscape. But it's just, you know, it's just amazing. You look back, and it's interesting. This goes deeper than just can we play football on September 3rd or whatever. You know, I'm a parent with children, one getting ready to start her freshman year in college. The other two are out. And, you know, and you go, do you send them? Is it safe? You know, high school students, grade school students, do you send them? Are we going to have high school sports? They're practicing right now, and it's not been called off, except in the Lansing area. The Lansing School District called it off. So at the end of the day, you look what's happening in Georgia. They're sending kids home, shutting down schools. You know, where are we? You know, what's the end game? Is there an end in sight to all of this? And, you know, it's interesting. I think back. I remember hearing that we had 15 cases in the country. And I just wonder in my heart and soul, if we had collectively come up with a plan, like every other country in the world did, would we have over 160,000 dead Americans? I mean, these are the things you think about. And you got to know the presidents, the coaches, the ADs in the Big Ten and across the country to make decisions to deprive young people of something they love was hard. But at the end of the day, you got to go with the science and what people behind the closed door are saying. And I guess it's a good thing. And whether we have spring football or whatever that means, who knows? And what's that mean for basketball and the winter sports?
Yeah. Going back to what you said about the high school sports, the MHSAA basically, what, leaving it up to the local districts to decide whether or not they want to compete?
Yeah. And, I've talked to a few people on the west side of the state. One administrator, even though they're practicing, believes they will not play. The other two aren't sure they're practicing. In the Lansing area, like East Lansing, they're practicing. Down the street, Okemos, Haslett High School, they're all practicing this morning. So, I mean, it's a mixed bag. But, Caleb, when you get down to it, look what's going on here. We got a central problem that's disrupting our way of life, disrupting our ability to make a living for our families. Yet we don't have a plan. We don't have a federal plan to attack this. And even when we get down to high school football, I mean, there's not a real plan in place. Do the best you can. In these states, we have basically 50 plans. Some work, some don't work, and nobody's in a good mood about it. And so you just keep thinking somewhere. You hope that there's something surfaces and somebody says, okay, guys, this is what we've got to do. Let's do it, wherever that is, and we'll move on. But right now, I just think it's chaos. And without a plan in place, I don't know how you beat this virus. Vaccine would be good, obviously.
But yeah, but we'll
everything is just disappointing.
We'll have to wait a little longer for that. We're speaking to Will Thiemann. Will Thiemann is the voice of MSU basketball, also would be the pregame and postgame show host on the Spartan Sports Network for football, which we learned this week that there will be no Big Ten football this fall, but perhaps this spring. I find that hard to believe, but are they considering pushing it into the spring?
Yeah, and there's several reasons for that. One, it's a chance for people to play the game they love. And so for some, it's their last opportunity to play college football. Is it going to work? I mean, the plus is, yes, it could work. The downside is, do you want to play people basically two seasons in one calendar year? That's the proponents of no spring football are saying that the people that want the spring football, and I'm leaving money out of this conversation, is that for some, this is it for them. They're seniors in college. They're not going to play in the National Football League. they're getting ready to move on with their life and graduate and get on with things. And for those, that group, it's kind of a big deal. I do want to touch on something that also was, I thought, disappointing. The Big Ten Conference is a wonderful conference. It's been a leader on many fronts. And people that are green and white, maize and blue, we are vested in the Big Ten. These universities and institutions have been there for a long time. And you go through the group, Minnesota, Ohio State, Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, just go through them all, Northwestern. And then in the middle of all this, I mean, the Big Ten collectively is trying to do the right thing as a group. And when you're in a conference, you're in a conference because it gives you strength. You're in a conference because there's things you all believe in equally.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same mindset, and there's strength in that. You disagree, but at the end of the day, when you come out, you're of one mindset. And for the University of Nebraska to come out and say that, oh, hey, if we can't have it our way, we're bigger than the Big Ten, we just go play somewhere else. I was stunned when they did that, and that comes right from the athletic director through their head football coach. And you know what? I like Scott Frost, and those people in Nebraska are fabulous. But if that's the way Nebraska feels, if I don't get my way, I'm going to take my little football and go home and get out of the Big Ten now. Because if you don't think being part of this is special, then go somewhere else.
Wow, yeah. Fighting words from Will Tiemann. I want to get your thoughts on another thing here, where some of these conferences that haven't canceled the football season this Friday are more or less poaching players from teams in conferences that have canceled. Isn't that doesn't seem right, does it?
No, and at the end of the day, are they really going to play? I mean, the one that really wants to play is the Southeastern Conference, ACC. We look at those two the most. But at the end of the day, it's kind of a mess. I mean, in the middle of the pandemic, the middle of canceling seasons, the middle of all this confusion and disruption, I mean, the NCAA's got a case that they lost the other day in front of the Supreme Court. I mean, it's nuts. And in the course of 72 hours, Caleb, we saw players demanding money and cuts of revenue and, you know, battle pay and whatever. And then all of a sudden, when they thought they weren't going to get to play at all, they changed their complete tune, saying, we just want to play. So everything is completely turned upside down. And so, you know what? If they want to leave, who cares at this point? Because we got bigger issues. And at the end of the day, what's the right thing to do? I don't know. But I know this. We need leadership. We need leadership from the NCAA. We need leadership from the Big Ten. We need leadership from the federal government. And until we get leadership, none of this thing it's not going to work out. Or it's going to go way too long, and way too many people are going to get sick.
When we look at whenever football resumes, whether it's in the spring or if it's next fall, what are those games going to look like, Will? Have there been any discussions about, you know, who's going to be let into these games? Are they going to be much like baseball now, where we see cardboard cutouts in the stands? Any discussions on that? Because I know initially they were looking at opening up Spartan Stadium to reduce capacity, but obviously that's not happening now.
Yeah, I think that was wishful thinking. I chuckled every time I saw the University of Texas say how many tickets they were going to sell for a game. I never dreamed it was possible to have fans in the stands. Not so much what happens when they get into the stadium, what happens while they're getting into the stadium. There's no way to manage that, and you can't control it. So back to the original question, what will it look like? Well, for example, if you look at the high school rules that they implemented for the state of Michigan, they're going to extend how long the sideline is where players can spread out. The chain gang will actually be on the field, away from the coaches, et cetera. You know, the officials who handle the ball will wear rubber gloves. I mean, there's all kinds of things like that in play. But will fans be allowed to come to a game? We don't know. No, it's too far away. We're looking at a February, March-type kick here. So where are we going to be in February and March? Nobody knows. But if we're where we are now or worse, obviously you can forget about it. And then, you know, I look at South Korea because we get a kick out of seeing ESPN at 5 in the morning carrying South Korean baseball. But I remember when they started, right? There's nobody in the ballpark. The players are wearing masks. Then things got a little better. The mask came off. And now the masks are off. And they sell a limited number of tickets for people to come in to the ballpark. So this thing can be done. But because we can't get organized on how to fight this virus, it's taken away all the things we love in life. I shouldn't say all the things, but a lot of them.
No, I saw a political cartoon about masks and Big Ten football, and I forget exactly how it went, but I got a chuckle out of it because those who maybe weren't wearing masks or participating in social distancing kind of helped spread this virus maybe more, and is the reason why we aren't having a fall college football season. So maybe if everyone would have just worked together at the beginning of this instead of having a debate on whether or not they work or if it's legal or not, if everyone would have just teamed up in the first place, maybe we would have college football this fall.
Well, common sense would say that because you look around the globe and you see countries that are now back to normal. I mean, what did they do? I mean, there's no sin in stealing a good idea, especially if it saves lives. But we haven't done any of that. New Zealand had one case the other day for the first one in 3 months. Isolated the person, boom, done. But go back to what I said initially. When we had 15 identified cases, imagine what would have happened if we would have taken a look at the people infected around the globe before us, took care of those 15 folks, get them isolated, do whatever, see what's working around the globe, and attacked it that way. Common sense tells you that possibly we would not be in the mess we're in. America, the greatest country on planet Earth, has led the world in all kinds of things, including medicine. And now we're at the back end of everything to the point where nobody, you can't go to London. Nobody wants us.
Yeah, can't go to Canada either. Hey, Will, we got to cut off our conversation because we've got to go here. But we'll check in again here. And I really, really hope to hear your voice on the radio soon. But we're going to have to wait just a little bit longer here on WPHM. Thanks, Will.
Well, I appreciate it. Have a good day, okay?